how, as your body has been slowly decaying for the past 5 years, the gases have been building up and seeping out and leaking and dripping and just generally decomposing your flesh even further? You know how that's been happening? So you are aware of that. That's good. Okay. Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged, where we slowly lose our mind over a consecutive 365 days of uploading one video a day. Because it was a great idea at the start. No, it's still a great idea.
Yeah. We're on like almost 5 months, right?
March, yeah, something like
April,
that.
May, June. Yeah, we're close to July, but we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But you know, we don't have as many subscribers and followers and likes as we would like.
True.
And we're wondering if maybe that's because we're just not very good at selling ourselves. Yeah. So today, we're going to practice our selling by playing Snake Oil. Neither one of us have played this before. I've just watched it played, and it's very funny. And if we're playing it wrong, don't come at us. We're going to make our own rules because it's funnier that way. So basically, how we're playing it and how I understand it to be played is, so one person's the seller at first, and they will draw two cards that have a word on them each. The other person is the buyer, and they will draw a career card. So if I draw teacher, and Bree draws purple skillet, then Bree has to sell purple skillet, the product, app, company, whatever she chooses, to me, the teacher. Why does a teacher need a purple skillet? So that's how we're going to be played. And basically, you go until you feel like you either cannot convince the other person, or until the other person goes, you know what? Give me that purple skillet. So Bree, do you want to be career or seller first?
I think I would like to be the seller first. I was going to jump right into the deep end.
Okay. So let me get some cards. Now we're playing long distance. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to blindly hold up cards in the camera for Bree to see.
Cool.
And it doesn't really matter because you're going to tell me anyway. You prepare your little pitch for me?
Okay. Yep. I can work with that.
Well, let me draw my career. Okey-dokey. You are selling to a nurse.
Alrighty. Hey, you there. You look like a very stylish nurse, because you are. Well, have I got the product for you? It's hot off the sewing machines in New York City, as a matter of fact, where all things are made that are most styling. And the thing that I have for you is a window suit. And I know what you're thinking. A window suit? Isn't that kind of defeating the purpose of wearing clothing? Oh, no, of course not. Because these windows have curtains. You can draw the shades or leave them open at any time and anywhere. If you just want to, maybe you just want to get a tan on your upper arms. Well, you can undo the windows on your upper arms, and you can open up the curtains, and you can let the light in, and you can get a nice healthy glow. But maybe you don't want some creepy old man in the ER looking at your body. Well, you can close all of those little curtains everywhere and anywhere. You can close it all the way up to your nose if you want to, because it's a full body suit. What okay. Do you say?
Well, so I have some follow-up questions. Is it one big window? How is this window suit stitched together?
Oh, no. It's many little windows. The windows are of varying shapes and sizes, but they are tastefully done, and they are set for the individual body parts, you see. So there are eight small or medium-sized windows on the front of the body, and there are eight medium-sized on the back of the torso. The torso is what I'm in to say, not the body, just the torso.
Okay.
And then encircling the legs are about 50 smaller windows at various spiraling set offset kind of thing, like a pattern, you know, which again, if you want to get a funky tan, you could just open up every other window and then you're like a checkerboard.
Oh, okay. I'm following. I'm hesitant to, as a nurse, to buy from someone who doesn't know the difference between a body and a torso. It makes me wonder how much thought went into selling to me for my business, but how much does it cost?
$30. And you know what's great about the windows? They are liquid proof, so if you get vomited upon, the windows shut. You have the option to shut the window and not get vomit on your skin or body or torso.
Okay. Is the machine washable?
No, unfortunately. because of the glass material of the windows, which is very durable and very economical. You cannot put it in a washing machine for fear of all of them shattering, but they will not shatter upon your person because they have just enough flex as long as you don't run headfirst into a wall or something.
Okay. So if I get, vomited on, I can't wash it.
You can wash it. You just have to soak it in your tub first and then hang it out to line dry.
Okay. All right. So we want, but you know what? For $30, I'll do it. I will buy a window suit for $30.
Fantastic.
I think that's pretty good.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Just give me your check or money order and I will immediately send it to my supplier who will then send it to their warehouse who will then send it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's a key check. I can pass it through the camera.
Oh, okay. Naturally. That's lovely. Very handy how that works.
It's very good. I like it. Sold. Okay. Let me get you a career. That was incredible.
Thank you. It was that or suit window. Okie dokie. All right.
Okay. You want to tell people what you are?
I am a plumber, and I'm very good at it. It doesn't say that. I just know that in my heart.
Okay, one moment. I need to think. Oh my god. Okay. Hello. Are you the plumber?
I am the plumber. The only one.
The only plumber in the world. What would you say, Mr. Mrs. Miss X, genderless plumber, individual person? Who are you?
You know what? Take a wild guess.
What?
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 Take a guess at who you are?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've recently suffered a concussion.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a shame.
It's just some backstory I thought I would throw in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But my last name is actually Plummer with two M's. So you may call me Miss Plummer.
Oh, okay. So you're Miss Plummer the Plummer.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. I love that. That's great. So would you say that the current plumbing system has a negative impact on the environment?
No. Not to my knowledge. I mean, possibly. It depends on how much methane builds up underneath a home and if it leaks into the soil. But that's why you got to get a good plumber to keep that from happening. Mm-hmm. Why am I selling
myself
to you?
A general plumbing question. Is Finding Nemo accurate to where all drains lead?
As an expert plumber, I can say that partially, yes, and sometimes no. It depends on where the pipes go.
Okay. Is there just feces floating around the ocean?
There is a poop in the ocean, yes. Both human
in the
and
ocean.
There is poop in the ocean, both human and animal.
Okay. So what I am presenting to you today, it's not a product. It is a foundation, okay?
Oh.
I'm presenting to you a foundation that needs some funding. And what we're going to do is we're going to go in to the ocean, and we are going to collect, you know, all the feces and clean out the ocean from all the sewage. And we're also going to create a whole new plumbing system that never leads to the ocean. And this organization is called Shame Ocean, because we're cleaning all your shame out of the ocean.
What a concept.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have poo divers. Excrement excavators, you could say.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Excavators. yeah. And we only need about $1 trillion to make it happen.
Well, as the plumber in the world, I do have quite a bit of money, but I don't have $1 trillion. So I don't think I can fund this all by myself. Also, but wait a minute. I just realized that if all of the plumbing has to be redone and I am the plumber, that means that I will have a lot of business, yes?
Yes.
Maybe we can work out a deal, you and I.
Oh, okay. So maybe you donate your time to be the one to redo the plumbing.
Yes.
And then also we get a percentage of whatever you make to fund our excrementivators.
Hmm. I like this. Are you going to go, perhaps you will be going door to door to get other people to give you their money and pledge to get their pipes redone?
Yes, but instead of going door to door, we're actually going to take the toilets like they do in Harry Potter to just really put some flair on it. And when we emerge disgusting, they'll really get the point of the shame ocean.
We're here to clean your pipes. Nothing sexual.
Well, as both a plumber, an environmentalist, and a capitalist at heart, I have to say that both of those three things make me want to wholeheartedly invest in this endeavor.
Beautiful. Shame, Ocean. Thanks you. We are going to have a very proud Ocean very soon.
And I thank Shame, Ocean, as well.
Two successful pitches. Look at us.
I feel like maybe we were supposed to draw more than two cards to choose from, perhaps. I don't know. I mean, this is very fun for me. It's just, I could see how it might be a little constricting. I don't know, though. I'm good with playing it like this, but I know that a lot of games like that, they make you draw like maybe three options.
Dang. You know, at some point we can read the actual rules and try again.
That's
do you
want
to just do like one more each and then call it, or where how do you want to do it?
Sure, we could do that.
Okay. Do you want more than two?
No, this is more fun this way. It really boxes us in.
Okay, perfect. I am a zombie.
Of course.
And you are selling to me.
Okay, I can sell that.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hey there, fella. It's been 5 years since the apocalypse, and I've noticed that the zombies are good and thoroughly integrated back into society. So I'm very glad to be the first door-to-door salesman to try to sell to you a zombie.
Ah.
Okay, I thought so. Well, you know how, as your body has been slowly decaying for the past 5 years, the gases have been building up and seeping out and leaking and dripping and just generally decomposing your flesh even further? You know how that's been happening? So you are aware of that. That's good. Well,
brains.
Oh, brains. I do have to wonder, does that ever embarrass you at all when you are outside and suddenly a little bit of gas leaks out of your flappy buttholes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, great news. I have a lovely new product that that will turn your farts into a different excuse. It's called the fart excuse. Basically, what it is, it's an apparatus that you insert in between your butt cheeks. And it has many pre-recorded sayings on it, such as frog noises, or these are not phrases, these are just sounds. Some of them are phrases and some of them are sounds. Some of them are sounds like frog noises or a creaky door or a thunderclap in the distance. Others are phrases like, whoa, my shoe sure is squeaky, or did you hear that? And basically, every time the gas leaks out of your body, and it can go in any of the orifices that are leaking, you see. Oh. As it happens, one of the pre-programmed excuses or sounds will muffle and cover up the sounds of your fart excuse.
I'm gonna go ahead and use my zombie translator app. So,
oh, cool! Thank you.
Translate all my groans into words.
There you go.
That's the most brilliant thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. So is it basically like butt ambiance? Like you fart and it transforms it into a phrase or sound?
Yes.
Am I understanding this correctly?
Exactly. It completely disguises what is going on inside your slowly disintegrating corpse.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, I think it's going to change the game for zombies and zombie kind. I think you are a real zombie activist here, and I respect you for it. How much is this product?
It's only $9.99.
Okay. Now, if I get my butt ooze on it, or any orifice ooze,
right?
Does that make it short out? Like, are we talking waterproof?
That's the great thing about this design. It does take the decaying organ liquid into consideration, and it is fully waterproof.
Okay.
And goo-proof, if you will.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. I will buy one for me and my whole family.
Fantastic.
My zombie family.
Yes, of course. The one that you have. I love that for you. And scene.
That's great.
It literally gave me two cards that just said fart excuse, and I was like, all right.
That's amazing. I loved that. Also, that's not a bad product.
No, it's really not.
Like, for just regular people. That is so funny. I loved that. A billion out of 10. All right, last round, everyone. Let's make it a good one. Your career is?
Yes, I'm a soldier.
Oh, you're a soldier, yes.
In what army? Wouldn't you like to know? Maybe it's my own personal army.
Okay. You know how the cavalry exists, and you definitely still ride horses in the army.
Yes, that is, in fact, in the army that I'm in, that is, in fact, the truth. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know how sometimes you have to get from one point of the field to the other point of the field, and you have to go a very long distance without stopping, because this is war. It is urgent. You have a message for the general on the other side of the state, and you have to get there without stopping to eat or poop.
Oh, that is true. You cannot stop to poop if you're on an urgent mission like that.
Exactly, exactly. So what I have invented for you is the stool horse. And what that is...
Yes, please tell me. I'm very intrigued.
So the word stool is working on two levels here.
Uh-huh.
The actual product is a saddle, okay? It works like a saddle. It straps onto your horse, okay?
Oh.
But where you'd normally sit, you know, normally, is a little elevated like a little stool, and it has a hole in it. Like a little toilet on the go. So you screw the stool horse into the saddle, and you poop into your little saddle toilet so that you don't have to pull over when you're delivering your urgent war messages.
Wow, that's very interesting. But here's the thing. Did you forget that bottles exist? No. That's pee. That's not poop. And even then, that wouldn't work. I just want to be sure that you're not trying to swindle me out of things when I just have a cooking pot with a bag in it.
But you'd still have to pull over to use that, right? How are you going to stand and ride and hold your gun and do all these war tasks? Your hands are very full. You need your butt to do its thing without help. Just release, you know? You just want to keep going and let her rip.
Well, as a real soldier in a definite actual army, I can attest that yes, that has happened many a time where I've been like, wow, it's pooping time, but it's not pooping time, it's horse riding time. So, you know, mm-hmm. What are you charging for this this invention that you have?
So it's going to be $2,500 if you need the actual saddle piece with it. If all you want is the stool, then it's like $175. You know? And also, I forgot to mention, there's like a little hatch you just pull up on a little string like the back of Woody, the cowboy doll, and it just opens and just flies out like a car window. So you can keep going for days if you want.
Wow, that's actually very handy. Have you considered making any sort of breeches, perhaps, that maybe have a button flap? You know, because if you're horseback riding, it's kind of hard to take your pants off while riding the horse.
That's true. As a matter of fact, we have a whole package that also comes with poo pants. Now, if you want the poo pants to come with the stool, it's going to go up to like $250, but the poo pants are very easily washed.
Okay.
And they're not buttons because that would be difficult. We've invented this thing in this era of cavalry called Velcro. And what you're going to do is you just go and it opens up and then you could just stick it back. It's truly amazing.
Wow. That sort of invention. You know what? I did just get paid from this very real war that is happening. I think I might go ahead and treat myself to the saddle horse to that thing there. That's what I will do. So I will send you a check through the internet.
Sweet. What's the internet? And scene.
This is way more fun than it should be.
It is. It's so addicting. Did we say one more each? Did you take a turn? Or are you done?
I did one because I did the zombie thing. Yeah.
That was so good. Okay, cool. Do you want to call it there?
Yeah, I think that was a very fun little episode. I enjoyed it. I hope the people listening / watching did as well. Mm-hmm. And if you did enjoy this weird little episode, well, come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. And we are definitely going to do this again because it entertains us. And that is the kind of content that we like the most. Ones where we are having fun while we're doing it.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
The end.